Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody clap your hands, come on! We have a song of praise we want you to sing with us. Our God is awesome, and He's worthy to be praised. Come on, everybody sing. Lord of all. You are God of all the earth.
You are God of all the earth.
Let all your people praise you.
Let all of your people praise.
And sing of your marvelous works.
And sing of your marvelous works.
Every knee will bow.
Every knee shall bow before you.
And every tongue will confess.
And every tongue will confess.
That you are Lord.
That you are Lord.
Lord. And, sir, we worship him on today. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Good afternoon to all our listeners. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and you are listening to Global Gospel. So that means that it is Saturday afternoon at the 1 p.m. hour here in New York. We are grateful to share with you one more time. Tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors, even tell your enemies to log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel, because there is a message and a word for you, you, and you. We want you to know that we don't own the rights to any of the music that you hear today, but we pray that is a blessing to each and every one of you. We start now today by letting God know that he is the Lord of Lords, and letting the world know that he is the Lord of Lords. So whatever's going on in your life and in this world, God is still in control. We thank J.J. Hairston for that selection. For those of you that have tuned in for the first time, we want you to know that Global Gospel has a theme here, and our theme scripture comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3, and it simply says, "But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not." And today we present to you the gospel of Jesus Christ, the glad tidings, the good news. We want you to know that Christ came and he was born of a virgin, and he lived and he healed the sick. He raised the dead. He died. He shed his blood for the remission of our sins. And today you have a right to the tree of life. If you're downhearted, if you're rich, if you're poor, if you're black, if you're white, if you're crippled, if you're lame, if you're blind, if you're brokenhearted, if you're depressed, oppressed, the gospel is here for you on today to heal you, to deliver you, to save you, and to set you free. And we want you to know there is no good thing that the Lord will withhold from you if you walk upright on today. We want you to reach out to Global Gospel. We are on social media. We are on Facebook. We are on Instagram. We are on Twitter. We are on Tumblr. And so we want you to connect with us on those social media platforms. They are available, and send us a friend request, and we will be glad to accept your friend request, or if you like our page. And we also want you to comment on Global Gospel on our social media pages, and as well as our Blog Talk page. And we want you to take this number down, 619-924-0800, 619-924-0800, and we will open the lines for you today to share with us later, because we do have a special guest in the studio that will be sharing with us in just a few minutes, and we want you to interactively be a part of that. And so, by way of announcements, we also, our listeners, to know that all of our shows are archived, and certainly you can listen to us at any time of day or night or evening at www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. Once again, shout out to all of our listeners in the United States, all around the country: New York, New Jersey, Delaware, Maryland, Virginia, the Carolinas, Florida, California, Illinois, Michigan. We thank God for you. Those across the seas in Europe, Asia, Africa, we thank God for you, you, and for you. We are going to take a break, and we will be back with our special guest. in just a few minutes. Again, thank you for tuning in to Global Gospel, and we want you to get ready to share what God has for us on today. Stay tuned.
This song was written, and when I listened to the words of it, it really applied to my life. I didn't ask to be a pastor. I didn't ask to be a preacher. We got anybody out there like that? You didn't ask for what God has given you, but He just put it on you. And what I had to do was submit my life completely to God. My will is not His will. I gotta let His will be done in my life. So if God says do it, I have to do it. Come on, the song says I lift my hand. Come on, right here, I lift.
Townsend, and our special guest is in studio with us today. God bless you, special guest. How are you?
What's up, man? I'm doing well. How you doing?
I'm good. Can't complain on this rainy day.
That's right. That's right. God's still good to us, even in the rain.
Yes, He is. We thank God for being here. And perhaps you haven't read the headline. Perhaps you don't hear the song or music that is playing in the background, and you don't know who our guest is, how about you tell our listeners who you are?
I'm Pastor David Wright from Brooklyn, New York, one of the sons of the late, great Reverend Timothy Wright, and I'm glad to be here with my friend and my brother, Reverend Lamar Townsend.
And we're glad that you are able to take time out of your busy schedule to share with us today, and you just told us you are the son of the late great Pastor Timothy Wright. So how about you tell our listeners a little bit more about yourself? And we used this song and said, "Use me, Lord," and you tell a little bit of your story at the beginning of that, but, you know,
yeah.
Go ahead, tell us, talk to us.
Yeah, I'm from Brooklyn, New York. I'm the middle of five. I'm one of the five sons of Reverend Timothy Wright. And born and raised in Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
And, yes, right, Brooklyn, New York. And I'm an organist as well. I started playing organ at the age of 16. After a three-day shut-in that my father put me on at the church. After those 3 days of being locked in the church, I started to play the organ, and I became his minister of music. And I served as his minister of music at Grace Tabernacle, and also traveling with him on and playing on the records, all the older CDs of Reverend Timothy Wright up until his demise. up until about 2009. And then in 2009, after my father transitioned and my mom passed on as well, along with my nephew, I was installed pastor of Grace Tabernacle. And I've been pastoring there going on 12 years. I'm married with three beautiful children. I have a wonderful wife of 20 years. Been married 20 years, long time. I'm stuck in it now. And I have three wonderful children, Rocky, Jasmine, and Jai. And I just thank God that I'm still in the land of the living.
Amen. Yes, we thank God for being in the land of the living, because certainly this year has been an unusual year, and we have lost so many people this year. And not that we don't lose people every year, but this year it just seems like it was something different about this year. And so we thank God for His mercy for keeping us. And so you said you were shut in for 3 days. So after 3 days, either you break out somewhere or you just do what you're supposed to do.
For 3 days I was shut in the church. And after them 3 days, you know, and I was 16 years old. I didn't want to do that. But my pops said God told him to do it. And my mother, she wasn't quite with it neither. You know, 16 years old and you locked in a church in Crown Heights, Brooklyn. We don't know about that. But it worked out for the good. My father had me to play for an hour and pray for an hour. And God anointed me in that 3 day shut in to play the organ.
And it's like, and you know what, we talk to so many people sometimes that are PKs, and basically, I mean, everybody doesn't go the route of ministry, and God uses everybody in a different way. But sometimes, according to your upbringing and your parents, you almost have no choice but to be in ministry. And it's
right.
It's tough sometimes, but, you know, it is what it is, right?
It absolutely is. You know, when you grow up in a church household, you almost got to fight not to be in ministry. So, you have rebellious kids. And being a PK, there's so much pressure on you to be in ministry. So when you put pressure on the kids, they're going to rebel. And my parents never put the pressure on me to be a preacher. But my pop did put the pressure on me to be a musician, because he got tired of paying them other musicians and they wouldn't show up. So he put the pressure on me and all my brothers, you know. And we loved instruments. We loved playing. So I all of my brothers play, except for my oldest, who has passed on, Danny. But my brother Donnie, he plays drums. My brother Derek is another awesome drummer. And my baby brother Dwayne is a great bass player.
Right. And we thank God for the right family, because in the right family, they're very down to earth, humble people, and very approachable. And it's no purpose to be in ministry if you can't relate to the people. It's kind of like, if you can't relate to people, then what's the purpose, you know? Because that's the whole message of Christ, is to draw others.
Right.
So you've embraced you embraced being a musician, embraced ministry, and now you have found your own place in ministry and pastoring. Tell us about your particular venture, Godfather Records.
Yes, man. Godfather Records, it's a record label that my father had always wanted to start, but he never really could. And what really pushed me to start Godfather Records and keep it going was some of the bad record deals that I've seen my father in the late 70s and the 80s and even in the 90s come. And, you know, he was a talented man, and they would take his talent and they would benefit more than him. And a lot of the record labels out here, I ain't going to call their names, but you look at the back of some of them older CDs, you can see it. A lot of them got over on my father. So I made up my mind that when I became a gospel artist, I would not allow that to happen to me. So I started a gospel label and or I continued the gospel label that was my father's vision of Godfather Records. And we have several artists on here. And with Godfather Records, we don't take any of the royalties of any of our artists. We allow them to have 100% royalties. And we're just a record label that believes in true gospel music. We don't try to change, make nobody sing hip-hop. If you're going to be gospel, be gospel. There's no sense in being on a gospel label if you want to be an R&B singer. So that's what we purpose our label after, real gospel music that can be sung on Sunday morning. And we have several artists. We have the New York Fellowship Children's Choir, which was our latest artist that got nominated for a Stella Award. Then we also have Janitha Wright. She has a new record out. We have Miss Danielle Kelly. She has two records out. Miss Valerie Lee has a prayer CD, and she's coming out with something new. Jonathan Willis, awesome artist out of Virginia, Lynchburg, Virginia. Jasper Willis out of Norfolk, Virginia. Tiffany Willis out of Norfolk, Virginia as well. We also did some work with Brother Antoine Hilton, who's from Long Island. Awesome gospel artist.
Long Island.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And so we got some others, but the main, the star attraction, I would say, would be the New York Fellowship Mass Choir, which is working on, which is set to release their fourth album coming up in January.
Wow. That is an amazing story and journey that you're on. And you mentioned something, and we're gonna sample a few of those groups and artists, because we do want our listeners to purchase them as well, and we'll let you tell them in a few minutes how they can purchase and be a blessing to the ministry financially.
Okay.
You mentioned something about, you say, if you're gonna sing gospel, and so you seems like you hold tradition very high on your list of priority. And so what do you think about keeping traditional gospel music alive?
It's very important. The worst thing is for a new believer to come to Christ and then come to church and hear the same kind of music he heard in the club. And then he's like, yo, what's the freaking difference from this in the club? So there should be a difference. We are separate. The Bible says, come out from among them. Be ye separated. Come out from among them. So when you put in a gospel CD, you are expecting to hear gospel music. And gospel music is the only music that can bring healing and bring deliverance and bring salvation and bring strength. And, you know, other music will put you in another kind of mode, put you in a whole nother mood, you know. And I shouldn't put in a gospel. Yeah, a whole nother mood, man. I shouldn't put in a gospel CD and all of a sudden I want to do a drive-by. You know, I ought to want to get a tambourine and start clapping my hands. So it's important because even in our churches, a lot of the churches are going away from choirs. Pandemic, we can't have choirs like we used to. But even prior to this, a lot of churches didn't have choirs anymore. Everybody wanted to do a praise team. And the praise team is nice and wonderful, but it's nothing like a traditional gospel church choir.
So true.
And that's what I'm sticking to. That's the sound that I'm holding on to.
Okay, so we are going to take a break. I think let's talk about Mighty Long Way as we share with our listeners.
Okay, Mighty Long Way. Let's talk about it. That's my latest single featuring Keith Wonderboy Johnson. And Keith Wonderboy Johnson, a lot of people don't know, he's from Brooklyn too. He sounds like he's from Mississippi. But he is from Brooklyn, New York. And Mighty Long Way is a mixture of a quartet song and a choir song. And it is definitely going to bless you. It's been sweeping the nation. And I thank God for the favor that has been on this single, which is going to be, the single's out now, but the whole album will be out in January.
So, listeners, ladies and gentlemen, Mighty Long Way, our number in studio. Perhaps you'd like to give us a call after you hear the selection, 619-924-0800. Mighty Long Way. Stay tuned. Somebody wants to purchase this. Where can they do that?
Okay. If you would like to purchase that, you can go online. You can get it off of iTunes. It's available on all digital music sites. You know, a lot of people aren't doing hand-to-hand CDs right now.
True.
Especially the singles. But it's definitely available on all digital music sites, iTunes, Apple Music. Whatever music sites you use, you just type in Pastor David Wright, Mighty Long Way, and you'll be able to purchase that single.
Amen. And certainly, those of us that grew up in the 80s and 90s, we have a different understanding of singles. We know that we had to go to Tower Records or Columbia or somewhere at the end of the aisle and buy a single. But you have access through your electronic tablet or computer to get this single. No cassette, no CD at the time, but you can make sure you add this to your playlist. Amen. Mighty Long Way, Pastor David Wright and Keith Wonderboy Johnson. And you talked about... You did throw something in there about Brooklyn, and because you're from Brooklyn. But New York has a unique sound, and it's a unique place to be, period. But when it comes to gospel music, New York is filled with, and Brooklyn, especially, with a lot of choirs. And I know we've been over the years, we went to many musicals at Grace or at New Life, sometimes midnight musicals was the thing at one time. And so as we move away from that in this pandemic, what would you have our parishioners to know, people that are used to being in church, that are used to being at concerts? How have you managed to navigate through this pandemic as far as ministry is concerned?
Well, as far as ministry, it's been very taxing because I'm used to having the concerts. Well, my choir was a choir, the New York Fellowship Choir, so we were doing at least 3-4 concerts a month.
Wow.
Big concerts on weekends. And that was very financially beneficial for us as well. But all of that has ceased because of what's going on now in our country. And we're praying for all of those that are affected by this horrible pandemic. But we found a way to still be active somewhat because we do a lot of virtual things. So my church service is done. We are back in the building, but we have limited capacity. But we are virtual now. Thank God for Facebook Live and YouTube Live and Instagram Live and all these different live things. So our service is virtually growing and growing. We had over 3, and my church don't seat but 300. So look at what God does. And then we also were doing virtual concerts. My wife has a virtual concert coming up on Monday. And what that will do is give people the experience of being in the room live and still keeping them safe. Mm-hmm. And we're just going to have to do things like this until, I don't know how long we'll be in this. Hopefully God is going to relieve this thing and bring healing to the nation. But until then, we'll be doing a lot of things virtually. So I want to encourage those that are used to going to concerts and things, you know, try to tap into that virtual audience and still try to get what you need through the virtual. Some things you just can't get from watching the phone or watching the screen.
That's true.
What we'll have to do. That's what we'll have to do for now.
Well said. And the good thing is, as you said, God's word will not return to him void. As you said, you had so many listeners and watchers, and the good thing is that God's word is still being preached and being sung, and praises are still going forth. Our number in studio, 619-924-0800, if you want to shout us out. There is another artist, and we're going to let you give that information for Lady Wright on Monday before we leave as well. But there is another artist that we do want to talk about, and that is Pastor Earl Jones.
Yes. Yes, Pastor Earl Jones Jr. He's also from Brooklyn as well. And Earl Jones is one of the greatest voices that you ever hear. Me and Earl are like, that's like my brother, man. Our birthdays are 5 days. I'm 5 days older than Earl.
Wow.
And Earl began singing with my dad back in early 2000. He was on the record we did, For the Rest of My Life, I'll Serve the Lord. Earl Jones is singing a song on that CD. And Earl Jones is an awesome man of God. We did his project. I produced his project about back in 2005. And it did very well. And me and Earl made a covenant, man. Whatever we do, we always going to be a part of each other's musical careers. So whenever he does something, him and his brother Bootsy, they're sure to make me and my brothers a part. And whenever we do something, we're sure to make them a part as well.
Amen. So this next selection, I'm Blessed, correct?
Yes, I'm Blessed. I didn't know if you had that. I'm Blessed is my latest single that was released after Mighty Long Way. And I'm Blessed that it kind of gives you that Brooklyn feel with the Brooklyn choir bounce on it. And it's every time I turn around, he keeps on blessing me. And I got Earl Jones featured on there, and he killing it. Oh, God, yes, he killing it. So, yeah, I'm Blessed, another song that I wrote, and it's also available out there as well.
Amen. And that is the benefit of iTunes, Amazon, or all those places and platforms. You can have the music in a matter of seconds. And so it's not like in my day when you had to, when people were downloading stuff and it took forever and sometimes it would mess up or whatever. Listen, you go straight to the source and
that's
get
it
and support our artists. So here it is. I'm Blessed.
Come on, get on your feet right here. Come on, you know that feels good. Come on, clap your hands. Come on, choir, help me say it every time I turn around.
Number 619-924-0800. We have just a few minutes left because we know that time does fly, and certainly we are going to come back to that about we want to talk about the New York Fellowship Children's Choir as well. But our number in studio 619-924-0800. caller.
What's going on, Global Gospel?
What's going on? How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Just calling a shout out my two big brothers, Reverend Townsend and Reverend Wright. Going to call to give them a shout out. Pastor Wright, he's I don't have many favorite musicians, but he is on the list of my favorite.
Wow, that's an honor, man. Thank you. God bless you, bro.
Yes, sir.
All right, your name?
This is Marlon.
That's Marlon.
Oh, Marlon. Oh, okay.
That's Marlon. All right. All right. You know his voice, too. Stop playing with him.
Well, listen, everybody else who's listening may not know, you know. I'm just saying, you know.
Right. Sure, this is Marlon Townsend for everyone who wants to know.
All right. Thank you, Marlon. 619-924-0800. Shout us out. Shout Pastor John David Wright, Godfather Records, one of New York's best, great family, the Wright family, a lot of history, a lot of legacy here in the New York area. And I just want to say, we actually, well, one project, we at the time, we had a group back in the day, Good Times Gospel Productions, myself,
okay,
Marlon, Teddy, Durwood, Alan, I think it was quite a few of us, and we did a concert Easter of 2000 at St. John Baptist Westbury, the late Bishop William Watson, pastor.
Watson,
and,
yeah.
And so we had a connection. That was quite some time ago, and Pastor Wright and the New York Fellowship was so gracious to share with us and be on our line, our headliner for that day, actually. And it was
wow.
To us. And our church has, we have a lot of history, because even back before we built the new church in the school, Pastor Wright came and did a concert school in Westbury, Grand Avenue School. So we go way back. And so we thank God for the fellowship all these years.
Yes,
so
sir.
Let's talk about it was the Timothy Wright Concert Choir back then. That's what it was.
Yes. Yeah.
And actually, Pastor Wright, he introduced a song at our concert. He taught it and introduced it. Our number is 619-924-0800. 619-924-0800. He taught a song. He gave it to me. He said, "I'm going to let y'all hear this, and y'all going to sing it with me."
Oh, man.
He said, "Y'all gonna sing it with me." He said, "I didn't even put it on my album yet, but here it is."
He sure didn't.
So, he could. That's the kind of interaction he had with the crowd. New York Fellowship Children's Choir.
Yes. New York Fellowship Children's Choir. I decided to start that because it was so much going on in the city, and a lot of kids in our Crown Heights neighborhood, they just didn't have anything to do. So, you know, a lot of school programs were shutting down. So I said, "I'm going to start a children's choir, and every Saturday, these kids going to come, and we're going to keep them trouble for about 2-3 hours. We're going to feed them and teach them some songs to sing." And it was ages 3 to 13, and we had over nearly 100 kids. Not all of them were at the recording, but we had nearly 100 kids to come in and out. And I decided to put out a CD, and lo and behold, to me, that thing got nominated for a Stella Award. And we almost won the Stella Award, but they got their little backdoor meetings that they do. I ain't going to talk about that too much.
Well, you said it is out there now.
Well, hey, I ain't scared of them. They know I ain't. But it's called "God is the Greatest." That's the single on there, "God is the Greatest." And these children from 3 to 13, see, one thing about kids, they are pure. They have pure hearts. And they have not been trained on how to be phony like some of the adults are. So a lot of people, it's easier to work with kids than it is with adults. But some of these kids was a little rough to work. We had one boy, we had to put people on him, you know. But it was an awesome project called God is the Greatest. And we're looking forward to doing something in the future. It'll be a new group of kids because some of these kids are teenagers now. But we're looking forward to doing something in the future with the New York Fellowship Children's Choir. The great, great group of young people, ages 3 to 13.
Awesome. And I do have a caller, and then we're going to come back to We Are One. But have a caller. Caller, are you there? God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you, Brother Lamar Townsend, Pastor David Wright. This is Derwin Cox calling in just to show you guys some love.
Wow. Bless you, bro.
Bless you, man. I just called to ask. I have a question. I don't know if it was brought up, but I'm just getting on now. As of everything that has transpired this year, do you have a vision for next year and where the body of Christ is going as far as, you know, with ministry and your music and, you know, as the church in a whole?
Absolutely. Well, mm-hmm. I think the vision for every church and every gospel artist, every ministry, should be mm-hmm. to expand your ministry virtually. Mm-hmm. Because the Bible says that the gospel must be preached in every four corner of the world. So in order for that to happen, there are some places that we may never go, but our ministry can reach it through mm-hmm. online mechanisms and websites and different things. So every ministry, if you are not expanding and putting into your budget a virtual web team or something of that magnitude, you're going to be left behind in this season. Because mm-hmm. we don't know if some folks are ever coming back to church. I had one lady tell me, Pastor, mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm ever coming back.
Wow.
So, mm-hmm. you know, I don't know how other people may feel, and the elderly, I don't know how they may feel on coming back into the building, mm-hmm. even when the government says it's safe. So mm-hmm. You have to expand your ministry. Don't look for things to go back the same way. God did
okay.
this for us to expand.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
you.
My vision mm-hmm. for 2021.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
bless
DC.
You.
Bless you too.
And you said something, and you know we're about to run out of time, so I am going to play We Are One, whether it's closing or in the middle of this. But our number is 619-924-0800. And you said something, and that's a whole other story for another day. That God is looking for us to expand our ministry. And I think that is so important because, as you said, if we're looking to do things the same way, then we've missed what God has said for the past 12 months.
Absolutely.
We totally missed God, off track, derailed, crashed, disaster.
Right.
So, yes, we do have to do things another way. We talked about New York Fellowship Children's Choir, and we to mention your other artists, and please give us the information for Lady Wright on Monday.
Yes.
Before we conclude.
Yes, we'll do. Yes, that's going to be a virtual concert, a virtual CD release. A new CD is out right now, and we'll be doing a virtual CD release at my church, 1745 Pacific Street, Brooklyn, New York. That's New Grace Tabernacle. And we still have 45 seats left. So if you're interested in coming on through, email me at pastordave14@gmail.com. That's pastordave14@gmail.com. And confirm your seat. And if you're not able to come, you can still watch it virtually on Facebook Live on the New Grace Tabernacle Christian Center page.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it. So you know where you should be on Monday. If you're in the place or if you're on virtual, you know where to be. I'm going to let you hear a little bit of We Are One before we conclude today, and then maybe we'll hear just a little bit of Lady Wright as we conclude. We Are One. Stay tuned. 619-924-0800. Give us a shout out.
We are one in the spirit. We are one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are one.
On all the kids, I want you to say, we are one.
We are one.
We are one.
We are one.
We are one in the spirit.
We are one in the spirit. We are one.
Hallelujah. We are one.
We are one. We are one. We are one in the spirit. We are one.
Amen. Amen. There you heard it. The New York Fellowship Children's Choir, We Are One. We do thank you, Pastor David Wright, for sharing with us. And we have like a few minutes left, but we want to talk about the First Lady of New Grace and Lady Janitha Wright and her Monday, and I think we'll just conclude with In the Room, just a little bit of that. But give us your closing remarks for this Saturday afternoon, and introduce us to Lady Wright as well.
Okay, I want to thank you, Reverend Lamar, for inviting me to this awesome interview, man. You're doing a great job, and I'm proud of you and your brother, the whole crew, man. I've known y'all for a long time, and when we moved to Long Island, we didn't meet a whole lot of people, but it was a different world from Brooklyn. But I remember meeting you guys, and you guys have always been consistent, and I thank you for allowing me to be a part of this. And to everybody out there, as we conclude this interview in just a moment, just remain prayerful and not fearful. God did not give us a spirit of fear, but he gave us a spirit of love, joy, peace, and a sound mind. And part of that sound mind is wisdom. So if you use wisdom, you don't have to be scared. And I know we got a lot going on in our world, a lot going on in our country, but God is still yet with us. And if we just continue to pray and turn from our wicked ways, he's going to heal this land. You watch. God is going to heal this land, and all will be well.
Amen. Well said. And we do really appreciate you sharing with us on this Saturday afternoon. And we want all our listeners to know that if perhaps you missed any part of this today, you can log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel, and you can hear the whole episode in its entirety immediately following at the 2 p.m. hour. We want you to reach out to Pastor John David Wright of Godfather Records. If you have a gift, if you can sing, or if you need him to help you be able to know how to sing properly,
hallelujah,
and be able to record. I know I don't sing. I know I don't sing. So I'm not going to try
I
to
don't
do it. But certainly we want you to reach out to him. All right, Lady Janitha Wright, in the room.
Yeah.
Tell us. And we're going to you're going to pray, and we're going to conclude with that.
I thank God for my wife, Lady Janitha Wright. When I married her 20 years ago, I didn't even know she could sing. I didn't find out she can sing until my father made her the praise and worship leader in 2008 at Grace Tabernacle.
Wow.
And she's been an awesome benefit to the ministry, an awesome benefit to the kingdom of God, because she is serious about praise and worship. And this is her third CD. And this is by far, to me, her best work. And it's called In the Room, a song that she actually wrote. It's the first CD that she wrote on. And this song is called In the Room. And I promise you, it is going to bless you. And if you don't have it, you can download it right now. All these tracks are amazing. It's featuring Glenda Adams on here, featuring James Lamb on here, Pastor Ricky Richardson. It's just Sister Sabrina Shaw, Janelka Williams. It's just an amazing project. God be proud of my wife, and you're going to enjoy this song, In the Room.
Amen. Your closing prayer, Reverend Dr. Pastor John David Wright.
God, I pray right now that you continue to bless us. You've already been good to us, so we're not asking you to do anything that you haven't done already. We just want you to continue in the vein that you've been. You've been God. You've been the Alpha and the Omega. We pray right now, God, that you continue to cover our families, cover our ministries, strengthen our bodies, and we bind up every demonic spirit that comes up against us. And God, we want you to be in the room with us, whatever room we're in. Somebody may be in the hospital room, or somebody may be going to the courtroom. Wherever we are, God be with us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you.
Sing, God be with us. In the room, say, God be with us. In the room.
Come on, I need you to lift your voices and say, God be with us.
God be with us.